At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
I want to start with Xavier Worthy a little bit. We had Andy Reid's press conference exclusively here yesterday in the noon hour, and we talked a lot about what he said about Josh Simmons, and we're not going to get back into that today. We'll wait till tomorrow when he speaks again, and maybe there's a little more insight. But we thought it was interesting what he had to say about Xavier Worthy in particular. He was asked the question, in fairness, just, hey, you look at the self-scout, and Logan, how often do you get the ball to a certain playmaker? Do you feel like you need to get the ball more to somebody like Xavier Worthy? Here was his answer.
Well, we try to get them all involved the best we can. Some games you're just going to have that where, you know, they're taking somebody away, and that's how it goes. You know, that's happened, how the coverage goes, that's how the play call goes, so on. But we're not down on Xavier Worthy. We know he's a good player, and we like to get the ball in the good player's hands, you know, the best way we can. So it just hasn't rolled that way.
So that was Andy when he was asked about Xavier Worthy's production. If you're just wondering, what have the last couple games looked like for him? So against Buffalo, now the whole team, of course, was a mess there, particularly the first half, but 3 catches on 7 targets for 23 yards. 1 carry for 7 against Washington. Again, remember, the Chiefs won 28-7. 5 catches for 53 on 7 targets and no carries. And we can keep going back. 4 for 35 the week before that. 1 carry for 13 yards. Some of this, of course, is that Rashee Rice is back in this offense, Logan. But I feel like as much as we've discussed their ability to have the big play back in this offense, a lot of that was with Tyquan Thornton. Yeah. The big play is not really connected down the field with Xavier Worthy. That's the area, if you're asking, like, hey, how do they get him more involved? Even though the rapport, I still think, has been better with Thornton down the field, that's probably the area.
I would say yes. I mean, Tyquan Thornton has a little bit of a physical benefit in those deep route patterns versus sure. Xavier Worthy. He's a bigger, longer wide receiver. He can be a little bit more of a physical presence, and I think that that's led to a little bit more success for him. I would say the thing I've been most shocked by is the lack of using Xavier Worthy in the running game or as an extension of the running game. We've seen them use Rashee Rice in those screen plays over and over and over again since he's come back. They haven't really been using Xavier Worthy in those settings. I see a lot of opportunity to use Worthy in the same way that they used Tyreek Hill at certain points in his career, right? As a guy on those jet touch passes or jet sweeps, a guy coming in motion late, reverses, things like that, where he can use his speed to get out in space one-on-one with somebody and try to beat him down the line. Those sorts of things haven't been happening as much. And maybe it is because you have an embarrassment of riches at wide receiver with Rashi back and Tyquan Thornton and Hollywood Brown. Travis Kelce's playing better, but it does feel like they are not using him in ways that they have in the past. Even last year, they're not using him in those same ways.
I wonder, and we're going to have to see on Isaiah Pacheco for this week, mm-hmm. but I wonder kind of what you're saying with the run game. To me, if you say that Isaiah Pacheco is out on Sunday, and there's a chance he doesn't play. Right. Well, we're going to find out more tomorrow, clarity on all that with Andy, and the practice reports will start coming out. But let's say Pacheco cannot go. Then I think there's even more reason why Xavier Worthy does need to be part of the run game, extension of that. However, what we have also seen, and I love this, and I think long-term for Rashee Rice's career, this is going to be crucial. They're using him a little more in the Deebo Samuel role, right? They're having him as the wildcat quarterback, however you want to describe it. And he's been really effective, has led to two touchdowns, or one touchdown, whatever it is, at this point in time for Rashee Rice. So I'm not saying Worthy should be lined up in the backfield, although they do have packages where he can be back there. It's kind of what you're saying, which is the end around, the jet sweeps, et cetera, that if you don't have Pacheco and you've got to manufacture some more ways to get involved, the running game involved, other than just give the ball to Breshard Smith more, I would like that as well.
Yeah, fair.
That's probably something we can get into more later on in the week and stuff. But Xavier Worthy, the receiving numbers, I don't know, like seven targets? How many more targets do you think he should be getting? It's more about, the run game, and then, can they be more effective down the field? If they target him seven times and one of them are down the field, can they connect on that? Because seven targets for my number two wide receiver, which I think is what we would all agree he kind of is.
Yes.
That's about right. I mean, you're not getting 12 targets. You're not getting 10 targets. Rashee Rice is going to get the 10, 12 targets. Travis Kelce is going to get the 7 to 10 targets.
Yeah, I would say, and good, bad, or otherwise, while I would like to see Travis Kelce have a little bit lower usage at this point in the season for what he could possibly provide you in January and hopefully a February game in a Super Bowl, he is, because of the rapport he has with Mahomes, because of how proven he is, it's just going to be a factor that Travis Kelce is going to do his thing, especially when teams play zone, when they use those two deep looks to try to slow down guys like Tyquan Thornton and Hollywood and Worthy. The middle of the field's going to be open. Travis is going to do his thing. And Rashee Rice is a star in this league. I think that he is the type of receiver who is quietly proving himself to be one of the better options in this league. He's your number one target. He's going to be able to do what he can do out there on the field. He's too talented a player to keep down. It's about, finding, and I hate to say smarter ways to utilize Xavier Worthy, but maybe more effective ways, where those seven targets he has against Buffalo, and you're only connecting on three of them, try to get that more towards five or six receptions on those seven targets. And whether that is more small and incremental plays, those screen passes or bubbles, down the field or at the line of scrimmage, mm-hmm. or maybe it's a 4-yard drag route across the middle of the field, smaller, more subtle ways to get him involved and give him chances to use his speed to make plays after the catch.
I wonder too, though, let's factor in the dislocated shoulder. How much is that, impacting not necessarily his usage, but just the effectiveness?
Right.
And down the field, I don't want to use it as an excuse for why they haven't connected down the field, because this was an issue last year too. It was a rookie year for him, but we all know the field awareness was off. Some of this was also on Patrick Mahomes. Let's be honest, down the field, his deep ball was a little off, but I don't blame Mahomes as much for that this year as I think we could last year. This year, I've seen him connect with Tyquan Thornton, and Tyquan Thornton, what you were saying about his stature, he can go up and get the contested pass. The unfortunate reality for Worthy, one, he's just a smaller receiver to begin with, and then now you're telling me I'm kind of held back by a dislocated shoulder, which, remember, that's going to be the case all year until he has surgery in the off season. Fortunately, knock on wood, he's been able to continue to play while having that injury. But that's the issue, I think, down the field for this team right now, is that Worthy, while the speed and everything is there, I actually think if you're asking me for this offense on Sunday against the Broncos, how do they stretch the field? I think there needs to be, as crazy as this would sound when I've got a healthy Brown and a healthy Worthy and a healthy Rice, I think Tyquan Thorne does need to be slightly more involved. It can't be as simple as like he's on the field, so we're going deep. Teams aren't stupid. But at the same time, he's the only receiver that I have seen on a consistent basis at all this year that they can connect deep with. I haven't seen that with Xavier Worthy, and that's probably why a lot of this production talk about Worthy the last couple weeks, again, 23 yards, 53 yards, 35 yards, 20 yards receiving in the last five games for our last four games for him.
Yeah, I completely agree. And it's been kind of interesting to see that it really has only been Tyquan Thornton and Xavier Worthy that they have been utilizing in that deep passing game with relative consistency. We've seen Mahomes connect with Hollywood Brown a couple of times on deep passes, but those were kind of broken down plays that Mahomes extended with his feet, that it was just sort of backyard football a little bit that he and Hollywood Brown were able to connect, but design deep routes down the field. I would be interested in seeing if you can, you know, kind of split some of that, maybe use Rashee Rice on some of those deep passes down the field, because he and Mahomes have had success with that in the past as well, and try to see if you can get Xavier Worthy some touches deep down the field by having Rashee take away some attention with those deep balls, you know, deep routes up and down the field, maybe using, and I hate to, you know, use decoy as the term, but it feels like Worthy has been used as a bit of a decoy on those deep routes to make room for Rice or Kelsey, maybe some of that to try to get some opportunities for Xavier Worthy in the middle of the field as well.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground, but Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.